Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 20, 1804. Charbonneau loses his horse. Captain Clark has little to recount for today, but has quite a story of intrigue and thievery from December 18. He tells the tale.
Sent out 7 men to hunt for the buffalo. They found the weather too cold and returned. Several Indians came who had set out with a view to kill buffalo. The river rise a little. I employ myself making a small map of connection, and sent Jesome to the main chief of the Mandans to know the cause of his detaining or taking a horse of Charbonneau, our big belly interpreter, which we found was through the rascality of one La France, a trader from the Northwest Company, who told this chief that Charbonneau owed him a horse to go and take him. He done so, agreeable to an Indian custom. He gave up the horse. Captain William Clark, December 18, 1804.
As Captain Clark noted, Jean-Baptiste La France was an interpreter and trader for the Northwest Company. He had joined in an effort, along with fellow traders Laroque and Mackenzie, to discredit the expedition's intentions and spread unfavorable rumors about them to the Indians. He was a trickster who probably enjoyed deviling Charbonneau because Charbonneau had signed on with the expedition. One way to get his goat was to steal his horse. Tomorrow, making amends.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.